Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene commences with another page from The Dossier on Demetrius.
Looking back over it as I am now, as I tell you how the story of Demetrius drew to its terrible end, my blood runs cold when I think how close he came to winning game, set, and match at that moment only 2 days ago. He'd beaten us again. The trunk we'd counted on to lead us to him, he'd switched for a duplicate at the storage depot in Shaftesbury Avenue. Cutts and I had stood not 10 feet from him, then turned our backs and walked away to follow the messenger with the dummy. And that messenger, not knowing of whose design he was the instrument, had delivered the duplicate trunk to, of all places, my flat. Demetrius had his own brand of humor, we thought. But as we stood around in the hallway of my flat, cursing our own stupidity, we didn't dream the full scope of his jest. The trunk wasn't empty, but we didn't know that. We had to be sure it was a dummy. I told Cutts to open it. He managed the lock. Then he opened the hasp. Then he bent down to lift the lid. But what came next, I can't account for. I've never really understood Cutts. Perhaps in that instant he felt the wings of the angel of death brushing his cheek, I don't know. But he went rigid and looked me straight in the eyes.
No, sir. Don't open it.
Come on, men, do as I say.
No, Major. Don't open this trunk.
For the love of heaven, why not? Here, get out of the way. I'll lift the lid myself.
Stand back, sir.
Look, get your hands off me, you fool. Get out of my way.
Don't lose your head, Keene. Cutts, what's on your mind?
I don't rightly know, Colonel Fentress.
Then why don't you want to open the trunk?
Demetrius went to a lot of trouble to get us to Bowler's Lane a couple of nights ago, sir. He butchered Eustace Manley to make sure we'd be there at a certain time. Now, look. He not only whips the trunk he thinks he's got the loot in out from under our noses, but he sends the dummy one ear.
Probably thinks it's amusing.
Yeah, it's too heavy to be empty, sir.
Newspapers, perhaps?
He doesn't like the Major a bit, sir. In Bowler's Lane, we were supposed to be shot down from hiding. In the backs. It's personal with Demetrius, Colonel Fentress. This opportunity would be too good for him to miss.
Look, this nattering could go on all night. Are we going to stand here till morning? Or are we going to open that trunk and get back to Shaftesbury Avenue?
You know, Cutts could just possibly be right. The trunk's not important at the moment. Demetrius is. Paulus!
Yes, sir?
Take this trunk in your car and get it to the yard at the double. Hand it over to those specialist fellows at the bureau and tell them to give it the full treatment and why.
Yes, sir.
It's only a quarter of an hour since we left the storage depot, so the trail may still be warm. Come on, Keene, into your car. Back we go to Shaftesbury Avenue. If that trunk's full of rubbish, we're going to look a pack of chumps. But it's better than coming to grief for want of caution.
Hmm. 15 minutes since we left Shaftesbury Avenue. That's rather good going. I will transfer the trunk here in the driveway. All right, Yachty. Into the garage and get the other car out. Then you can put this car in its place and we'll make for our South Coast Aerodrome in Zarahoff at once.
Yeah.
Well, come along, make a move.
Are you going to get rid of him here, as you said?
I'm trying to make up my mind, Hedy.
You said you were going to leave him unconscious in this car, in the garage with the door shut and the engine left running.
The carbon monoxide poisoning would be a tidy way to dispose of Yachty, but I'm not sure we mightn't need him once more.
Well, whatever you do, do it and get it over quickly, and don't ask me to watch. I'm sick and tired of violence. That man back at the storage depot, he said was covered in blood.
Was that why you were bending over him with such solicitous attention? As Demetrius, I'm not used to my associates worrying about our victims.
Will you ever become that other man again?
Time will tell. But what to do with Yachty really is quite a problem. You see, Hedy, Keene knew about the loot and Victoria. What if MI5 also learn about Zarahoff and our plane?
You're quite sure Keane is dead?
There were 20 pounds of high explosive in that trunk, Edie. He was bound to open it.
So you think you should keep Yachty alive in case you still have to fight your way out or something?
Well, he's really very good. Almost as good as Cutts. Yes, I think Yachty survives a little longer. We can always get rid of him from the plane over the Bay of Biscay. And that would be even tidier than monoxide poisoning.
Keane knew about the loot at Victoria. Oh, listen, why haven't we realized it before? Would Keane leave the money in the trunk or the gems? Wouldn't he do what Rubenstein did, or empty it and fill it with rubbish?
Good, me don't. Attention at this last hour did not occur to me. Yachty! Yachty! Yeah. The trunk, get it open!
We should have realized the moment we saw Keane at that place in the Shaftesbury Avenue.
Get that thing open! Get your head out of the way. Move aside.
Is it still there?
Yes. Bales and bales of currency. See for yourself, Hedy. We still have our £1,000,000. All's well, and between now and the time we take off with Zaloff, they've not a chance in 1,000 of picking up our trail.
Yes, send an ambulance at once to 167 Shaftesbury Avenue. It's a storage depot. The attendant here has been knocked on the head. Looks like a fractured skull. Right? Yes, I'm in charge. Colonel Milo Fentress.
You know, Cutts and I stood and looked at Yachty Broom here 20 minutes ago.
As I said before, Keane, I take full blame. I dragged you away from here.
Well, what's the next move, Colonel?
We're certainly not going to get a lead on their whereabouts from here. But they think they've got the loot. Until they examine that money closely, they won't know it's forged and worthless. And so I say, get back to the embankment and search every ship of that 32 when and as it leaves the port of London.
You know, after this, I can't quite see Demetrius leaving so openly. He must know we'll be watching every departing ship.
Yes, quite so. But what else can we do?
When this chap on the floor comes to, he might be able to tell us something. If he ever does come to.
I doubt it. They'd probably struck him down from behind. He wouldn't have known what happened to him. Suppose he does recover. What can he tell us? Where they've gone?
Yeah. All right, Cutts, lead the way. That sounds like the ambulance coming now.
All right, Yachty. Pull up here while I have a look at the map.
Can't we keep going? Every moment I'm looking behind, waiting for a police car to pull alongside.
How could we be followed when neither the police nor MI5 have the faintest idea of where we are? I've not been to this aerodrome before. I want to be sure we don't miss our way. Hold that side of the sheet, Hedy. That's right. Now then.
Where are we?
We just passed through Bromley and Kent, not to be confused with Bromley by Burr. Here we are. We head directly for Maidstone, according to Zaroff. Turn left 2 miles before the village of Brampton End. Now, where's Brampton End?
There, by your thumb.
Yachty, you're in the light. Be good enough to get your arm out of the way. Ah, yes, there we are. We turn left about here. Yes, I see it. Fine. All right, Yachty, start up. I think we can proceed. What an invigorating thought. In a few hours, we'll be in Portugal.
All right, Keane, sit down. Look here, old man. We'd better take a second look at Tom Cutts.
Why, what's wrong with him?
Nothing, except that he must have a built-in crystal ball. Look at this. The report on that trunk he wouldn't let us open today. It's just come over from the Scientific Bureau at the Yard. Keane, we've no right to be alive. Listen. They x-rayed it. Usual procedure, I believe. And according to what the plate showed, they cut a hole in the side. I'll read what was in it. The trunk contained 22 pounds of high explosive with a fulminate of mercury detonator. The detonator was wired to 2 high-tension batteries operated by a switch completing the circuit when the lid was opened 4 inches.
They made a booby trap of it. 22 pounds of high explosive. That would have sent half the block of flats up.
And we thought Demetrius had a sense of humour. That's not all, Keane. You know, I don't think I've ever struck an individual quite like him. With the bomb in the trunk, there was a note addressed to you. Here, read it.
My dear Major Keene, if you're in a position to read this, my little jack-in-the-box will have failed, and I will be the most disappointed man to have left England very recently. Because I wouldn't have left my dear fellow with my million. He's slipping out of our reach, Colonel. Somehow I must stop him, if I have to follow him to the ends of the earth.
Yes, what is it, Cutts?
I just sent this over from the hospital, sir. The tender bloke from the storage depot died 10 minutes ago. They found this bit of paper scrawled on in lipstick, stuffed down the back of his collar.
Hmm? Give it to me. So we're still in the hunt, eh? Listen, it says, Zarahov, South Coast Aerodrome, Portugal, hurry. And it could have come from no one but Heidi Bergner. With 46 hours to go, the hunt was up for the man Zarahov. It meant that Demetrius was escaping by plane and the leads to the ship were false. And it meant something else. Heidi was still trying to betray him, but her time was running out. I had to get to Demetrius quickly for yet another reason. I had to get to him before he discovered whose side Heidi was on now.
Demetrius makes a discovery about his trunk of Gestapo loot in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.